Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Joey Tate and Kevin Hammond at Develop, a technical headhunting agency specializing in reducing recruiting times and costs for tech candidates. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks ever so much for having us, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Lovely to speak to you.
Well, I know you both stay busy and really appreciative of your time and looking forward to hearing all about Develop as well. So, Joey, if you would, for starters, tell our listeners about Develop and the company's vision and mission. A great place to start.
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to. So we are, to put it really simply, we are a specialist global headhunting firm. We focus purely and solely on software engineering's languages, Java, JavaScript, Python, .NET, to name a few. We are headquartered here in London, where I'll be honest, we're surprised because the sun is shining today. But we also have an office in Miami and a substantial footprint with a number of different clients in Germany across that region. So we the way that we position the company is that we are positively disrupting the tech industry and the software engineering space with our standards. Our vision is to become the recruitment partner of choice for the software engineering community globally. And as I said, our mission is to improve our industry and to positively impact not only the lives of the candidates and the clients that we work with, but the next generation of software engineering talent coming through.
Well, I'd say that's excellent. And Joey, thanks for sharing the company's vision and mission as well. Certainly can appreciate that. Kevin, good to have you with us as well. How does Develop differentiate from the competitors? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, of course. And it is a question that I'm sure you can appreciate, Eric. We get asked a lot of times from the clients that we partner with. In short, we have a couple of first mover USPs that we're genuinely very proud of at Develop. So as Joey has mentioned, we work solely and exclusively within software engineering. So we have a team of just under 60 consultants that work in very tight vertical markets. So the programming languages that Joey mentioned are, if a consultant works within the .NET world, all that consultant does is speak to and engage with .NET developers and clients looking to hire .NET talent moving forward. On top of that, all of the consultants that work with us here at Develop learn how to code the development language that they recruit for as well. So this is something that we get asked to talk about a lot. In short, we give everybody within the organization access to a platform called Pluralsight. And Pluralsight is an online learning platform. So if a consultant is working in the .NET space or in the Java space, they can go into a platform and learn how to code in the language that they recruit for. And not only do we give them access to the platform 24/7, we also have a develop yourself hour every Wednesday morning where we come off the phones, we stop doing our day-to-day job, and we engage with the platform. And then every 2 weeks, we have one of the consultants put on a masterclass to the rest of the business where they talk about everything that they're working on from a technical perspective as well. On top of the fact that everybody in the business learns how to code the language that they recruit for, we also partner with a local primary school here in London, England. Something that we're very proud of. So for every single placement that we make, irrelevant of the client that we make that placement in, we are really proud to donate £25 sterling to the school in order for them to purchase STEM toys. So STEM being science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And that's designed to help remove the barrier to entry into software engineering. So we are working in a male dominated industry globally. That is absolutely the case. And in the partnership that we have with the school, we're helping bridge that gap and ensure that anybody irrelevant of gender, race, ethnicity has an opportunity to engage within the world of software engineering. So there are two things that we're super proud of here at Develop.
I'd say those are some key differentiators right there, and thanks for sharing those with us, Kevin. Tell us, what are other key findings Develop would like to illuminate on? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, I think as I mentioned at the top of the call, Eric, we've recently opened an office in Miami, and ahead of moving out to Miami, we actually did due diligence into four cities across the US. We looked at Richmond, we looked at Austin, Atlanta, and we landed on Miami for a plethora of different reasons. Mayor Francis Suarez is open about the fact that he wants to create the next tech hub. And the amount of VC funding that was pouring into the city, the trajectory of that was only headed in one direction. So it was very attractive for us for those reasons. But interestingly, ahead of us arriving in the city, we surveyed 500 software engineers in the city, in the locality. And it seems that the recruitment headhunting industry is due for a change. Out of all of the respondents that we looked at in Miami, it's obviously a very fluid market because 88% of respondents were looking for a new role, but 79% of them wouldn't consider a headhunter. So I believe that potentially over the years, headhunters have been served some reputational damage, that what we're trying to do with the measures that Kevin mentioned, with all of the consultants learning to code and the impact that we're trying to have on our local communities, and that's an initiative we're going to roll out in Miami as well. We're keen to introduce ourselves into those markets and into the US in general to impact those territories in the same way that we're having success over here in the UK and in Germany as well. So I found it really interesting that majority of candidates and respondents looked to close friends and to colleagues for introductions for new roles rather than acquiring the services of a headhunter. So I think potentially there's an educational piece and a bit of reputational repair that needs to be done for our industry, and we're very much up to the task.
A lot of exciting things happening, and I'm sure you've motivated and already inspired the listeners tuning in today. We're joined by Joey Tate and Kevin Hammond at Develop, a technical headhunting agency specializing in reducing recruiting times and cost for tech candidates. And they've joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, tell us, what does your corporate roadmap look like, say, in the next 3 to 6 months? Anything you'd like to report on there?
Yeah, of course. So we're super excited to formally launch our Miami office. So we open our office on the 1st of June in Brickell, Miami. We also have plans in Q4 of this financial year to open an office in Berlin, which is one of the other geographies that we service here from London, England. We have significant head growth plans for the course of this year as well. So we want to double in size within the next 12 months, and we're going to be at 150 staff by the end of 2025 as well. So very aggressive and ambitious growth plans. And I guess in the short term, fully immersing ourselves in the STEM pledge, so positively impacting the community and the future tech employees as well. So super excited about what the next 3 to 6 months look like.
And with reason to be quite excited, certainly appreciate that report looking ahead throughout 2025. Lastly, what is one takeaway you'd like to leave with our listeners tuning in today?
Yeah, great question, Eric. I think the one takeaway that I would like to leave with your listeners is all headhunters aren't made equally. And I think that specialist recruiters and headhunters like ourselves that learn to code, that bridge that gap in having enterprise level conversations with their candidate and client communities, are a real asset to the industry and really help forward thinking, progressive businesses to scale their software engineering teams quickly. The relationship that we have with our clients is crucial for them in order for them to be able to attract and retain the top 5% of the market in which they operate in. So that's what I would say. I would also say that I'd invite your listeners to reach out to myself and Kevin, to visit our website at www.developrec.net, and to contact us on LinkedIn if you'd like any more information about potentially partnering with us or on us doing some benchmarking work for you. Additionally, I'm in Miami personally in July, so I am open to coffees, lunches, and dinners. So I look forward to hearing from you all.
Hey, that sounds like a plan, and we'll certainly leave links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast. Gentlemen, all the best. Thanks for joining us on behalf of Develop here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Until next time, we've been speaking with Mr. Joey Tate and Kevin Hammond at Develop, a technical headhunting agency coming to us from London, England today, specializing in reducing recruiting times and costs for tech candidates. And for all the details, simply visit developrec.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.